You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is the show music for Nell Gwynn, and I'm here with two of the actors who are part of this wonderful production. And yeah, I thought, how do you guys like the music? Are you
it brings
the mood?
It's absolutely. I play King Charles II in the play, and he was actually a guy that was responsible for inventing that music.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when he because the play is set in about 1660s when Oliver Cromwell. Who'd come in for 10 years and just obliterated all fun out of England. He'd banned all the theatres, he shut everything down. And King Charles came back to the throne. He was restored to the throne, and it was like called the Restoration Period for that reason. Mm. And he went, we should have music. We need to open the theatres. And he was responsible for the modern song. Because up until then, there'd been no songs. And he said, I like songs. I want something that I can tap my feet to. So the composers of that time started going, we need to write stuff where the king can tap his feet.
You know? So it's like pop music. Yeah. It's like pop music of the time. And that's kind of where, like modern pop music now is kind of, it's all from, that's kind of the genesis of that kind of thinking.
Absolutely. Yes. If it wasn't for King Charles II, there would have been no Nirvana.
And so for the listener, tell us about Nell Gwynn and what it's about, and because it's got a very interesting take on it. It's based off history, but it's more like a magic realism, like you're kind of basing it off a fact, but then it's about a woman's role on stage as well.
Yeah.
And how did that fit it in, and what is it, like 17th century, sorry?
In the 1660s, so that's the 17th century. I always get that
17th.
Confused.
Yeah.
So basically, Nell Gwynn is a true character. She was a real person who was, for want of a better term, a kind of, it's a rags to riches story about a hooker, with a heart of gold, who had to struggle making ends meet that way. But when King Charles came onto the throne and changed the rules and said, hey, I want women on stage, because up until that point, all women's roles have been played by young men.
Mm.
So Shakespeare did that, right? Mm. And then King Charles, he was like, he really liked women. And so he'd been hanging out in France, hiding, basically, from the Puritans, Oliver Cromwell. But he really liked women. And so when he got back to England, he said, I really like women. And I'd like them to be on my stage. So he opened the theatres and he built theatres. And the play that we're doing, Nell Gwynn, is about his theatre company called the King's Theatre Company. And so he said, I want to see women on stage playing themselves because they should. And for that reason, you could argue that King Charles II was the original feminist. I'm just putting that out there. Okay, we can debate that later on. But for that reason, he was kind of the guy
that
said,
yeah.
He said, let's just sort the shit out, Let's just get things, let's make it real. So Nell Gwynn got the opportunity to go from being a woman on the street to being put on the stage, and she was fantastic. And she brought a kind of naturalism to the role, because up until then it'd been men playing women, which is not that natural, is it? So she gets on there, she blows them all away. And King Charles, he loved going to the theatre. So one night he's watching the show and he sees this woman called Nell Gwynn, and he goes, I'd like to get to know her better because she seems really, really good, and I might invite her back to my place, which happens to be a palace. And from then on, it was a love story.
Everyone would just be impressed with that. Just come back to my house.
Come back to my house.
Just hang out.
43 bathrooms.
Yeah.
So really, it's the story of Nell Gwynn, and it's her story. And there's different elements of her life that are shown in the play as well that surround that story. So there's the Charles and Nell relationship element of it, and there's comedy there. There's comedy in all of the parts. It's a comedy.
Brilliant. Yes.
It's a comedy. So and then, we go back to the company where Nell performs as an actor, and there's a whole lot of company members, essentially. I'm one of them. I play Ned Spigot in the play. I'm the apprentice actor.
So it's just starting out.
Yeah, just starting out. So he gets a lot of flack from the rest of the group. But you know, it's it's kind of it's about theatre as much as it is about. It's about watching, you know, people do theatre as well as the first woman on the stage, as well as, you know,
like Shakespeare in Love.
It's like Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah. Like Shakespeare in Love. Yeah.
Similar format. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was actually thinking about this the other day. It's like Shakespeare in Love meets Pretty Woman.
Ooh.
Okay. So if you
come, I would watch the shit out of that.
Hello. I want to go.
You're in it.
You
want to go.
But I want to go.
Yeah.
I bought myself a ticket the other day just in case I get the opportunity to...
I'd love to watch Tim.
Yes, and to all the listeners, the show is at the ASB Waterfront Theatre and it's going to be opening on Monday the 14th?
Thursday.
This Thursday,
yeah,
sorry.
We preview tomorrow, so there's two previews, night and Wednesday night, and then we open on Thursday night at the Waterfront Theatre.
Come along, because it's going to be awesome.
There's a fantastic 30 under 30 deal, so if you're under 30 years old, your ticket... it's $30, and that's how I managed to see any of the shows at the Waterfront Theatre. Otherwise, I would be priced out. But that's a really good thing to know about.
It's a really cool venue as well.
It's a fantastic venue. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons the Auckland Theatre Company is doing this play this year, because this play is a celebration of theatre, and they've got this brand new theatre, this fantastic state of the art theatre down there, and they want to do celebratory kind of work. So Nell Gwynn is a celebration of all things theatrical, of all things feminine, and of all things based around the notion of having a good time.
Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. It must be nice to play King as well.
I'm not having a problem with that. Well, he was the most fun king of all of the monarchy. You know, King Charles II, his whole raison d'etre was joy and gaiety and a good time.
Brilliant.
And women.
You know, enjoying the simple pleasures in life is very good, even if you are a king. Appreciating people and being kind is nice.
Yeah, he didn't want to get bogged down in politics. He just wanted people to have a good time, because it had been such a bad time up until that point.
Yeah,
also coffee was invented at that time too, so it's just something to add in, you know.
That's true.
Oh, what?
It's coffee and music.
Coffee,
it's like our modern world.
Well, okay, you can see them directly related to each other. Come on, like coffee and music and art have always gone together. We're drinking coffee now.
But again, mm-hmm. the only reason we're doing that is because of King Charles II. Not that the play is called King Charles II. It's mm-hmm. called Nell Gwynn.
It's called Nell Gwynn.
Just want to clarify that.
So, and if you do want to go see Nell Gwynn, where shall we get tickets from?
We book at the Auckland Theatre Company, so that is a very easily, readily findable number.
Yeah, come on.
On Google,
ATC.
Just ring up, book through the ATC. And as Samuel was saying, the under 30 for $30 is a great deal that they offer, because it's like just a bit more than a burger but less than a car.
Mm.
So, you know, can't really lose on that.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us about Nell Gwynn. I forgot to mention that Jessica Swale was the playwright.
Yeah,
that's right.
And that's important to mention because...
Yeah, and the playwright won the Olivier Award in London last year. So it's... And the other thing about it is this is the first time the play has been done outside of England. So the Auckland Theatre Company really got a good scoop there and brought it in here pronto. So we Kiwis get to have a great look at a great new play.
Yes, great.
And a few laughs.
I also failed to mention a couple of other names. So Nell Gwynn is also directed by artistic director Colin McColl and is performed by a spectacular cast, which also includes Claire Chidham.
Yeah, Claire Chidham's playing Nell Gwynn, doing a fantastic job. Samuel Austin, who's sitting beside me here, he's not only a great actor, he's also a great musician.
Oh.
So a lot of us are playing instruments within the play as well, because there's a lot of music and song in it. It's not a musical, but it's a play with songs. But have you seen Whiplash? You know that movie
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that
so
amazing?
So stressful.
Well, Samuel's like that guy.
Oh,
I play drums on
the show.
He's
a really good drummer.
Oh, cool.
So if you've missed Whiplash, come to Nell Gwynn and you get some drumming as well.
It's Pretty Woman, it's Whiplash, it's what was the other one?
It
was
Shakespeare in Love.
Oh yeah, Shakespeare in Love.
And it's a little bit Dunkirk, but without... like the war bits,
the death parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good. So no one. It's not a tragedy. It's a comedy.
Yeah, it's like Dunkirk in a comedy. A comedy version of Dunkirk without any of the war bits.
Cool. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Sweet.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.